Welcome to the Log Newscast, providing context for today's boating and fishing news. I'm Catherine Clements.
And I'm Jordan Darling. The Log Newscast is a bi-monthly podcast to provide in-depth context highlighting experts and witnesses in the log's news stories.
It's well known that Dawn has a long-standing relationship with utilizing its resources to help the wildlife. One of their partners is the Marine Mammal Center, who rescue, rehabilitate, and release mammals once they are well. I spoke with Jeff Boehm, a doctor of veterinary medicine and the chief external relations officer for the center. Jeff specializes in wildlife health, animal welfare, conservation, fundraising, and volunteer and nonprofit leadership. Jeff filled me in on everything Dawn does to support the Marine Mammal Center and their friends across the way at the International Bird Rescue.
First of all, just a background on myself. So I'm trained in veterinary medicine, came up the ranks through the zoo and aquarium community. I grew up here in the Bay Area, volunteered at this organization when it had a different name many, many years ago. And it was what first inspired me towards working with marine mammals in a veterinary career. Ended up out in the Midwest for about 16 years at Shedd Aquarium there until I was invited back to take the helm here. I'm now focused more on external relations and sitting in exactly the same location as I volunteered way back in 1980. At any rate, the organization has grown enormously in scope and scale and impact since then. We are based here in Sausalito, California, but cover the coast from Mendocino County all the way down to San Luis Obispo County. So it's about 600 miles of coastline, and we have operations in Hawaii as well for the endangered Hawaiian monk seal. We're the world's largest marine mammal teaching hospital, and I use those words specifically because we are akin to, you know, you name your major metropolitan hospital that has a university affiliation, we're all that and more for marine mammals. We are doing the work of taking the animals in, getting them well, and releasing them when we can. We are doing the science to learn what happens, what is ailing them, and to, by extension, find out not only just about the health of that animal, but the health of its population, and by further extension, the health of the ocean. So we're kind of on the front lines of watching dynamic ocean changes and its impact on wildlife through the patients that we work with. So it's the care of the animals, it's the science, and it's the education. Talking about the work that we do, inspiring kids, young and old, about ocean conservation, what individual roles can be in making a difference. We're also more and more getting ourselves in a position where we can take our data, take our experience, take our informed views, and bring them into discussions about policy, about management. So for instance, here in the San Francisco Bay Area, the transit of ships, just as is the case down coming in and out of Long Beach and San Pedro, the occurrence of cargo vessels and wildlife is a very real one. And if we can better understand the presence and absence and pace or speeds of whales and vessels and bring that data into discussions with vessel operators as well as marine sanctuary managers and the Coast Guard and others, we are seeing the results of voluntary speed reductions on the part of vessels. And that's really gratifying because we're the ones who have to go out and, on a sad occasion of a whale death, be the ones to investigate the cause of death. We're also doing the same thing around fisheries where entanglements in whales occur because of fishing materials. So really gratifying to be part of preventing the very thing that we're set up to treat. I give you all that, and I'll also add that we've been at this since 1975, so a long time in this space. I'd be remiss if I didn't just touch on oil specifically. Another intersection is that International Bird Rescue and the Marine Mammal Center are both partners with the Oil Wildlife Care Network, which is an assemblage of organizations that are at the ready in the event of a massive or minor oil spill to get out and safely rescue wildlife. There's a lot of formal training that is required. These are hazmat sites, and just members of the public who might be really compelled to go out and help a grebe or a cormorant that they see in the water covered with oil, or a little sea otter. Not allowed to, prohibited from doing so, but organizations like ours have staff who are specifically trained to work in coordination in this network alongside folks like International Bird Rescue to get the animals into care, to house them at one or another facility, and then to get down to the work of cleaning the oil off of these animals. You'd think a sea otter, phenomenally adorable animal, coveted generations ago for the very, very dense coat that they have. Mm-hmm. Unlike other marine mammals, they're not kept warm by a thick coat of blubber. It's their thick coat of fur. And that fur is disrupted by oil and matted, which allows cold water to come in contact with the skin. And the animals die of hypothermia more than any other negative effect of the oil. Same thing happens with birds. And Dawn has proven to be the best and most effective agent for safely getting the oil off of these animals. So it's a real part of our day-to-day work and operations, and a really powerful partnership. I think it's important to give you that scope, because all of that has bearing on this relationship with Procter & Gamble and with Dawn. And I began in my role here in 2008, and it was a couple of years prior to that, but I think it was 2006, when our neighbors at International Bird Rescue, who had been working with Dawn, I think, since the late 80s, brought our work to their attention. And it was a very wonderful, collegial situation. Again, I wasn't here at the time, but the then executive director and her counterpart at International Bird Rescue knew each other well. And you can understand well the desire to tell a story that's more holistic than just International Bird Rescue. And by bringing on a group that focused on another set of very charismatic animals, that was a really winning formula to bring the three of us then together.
It was International Bird Rescue that recommended the Marine Mammal Center to Dawn?
Yeah, again, really remarkable, generous, best collegial kind of situation. And what Dawn does is in a few ways supports this through the very direct provision of their dishwashing liquid to us to use at our facilities. We have four facilities. We're at the headquarters is up here in Sausalito, but we're in Monterey County and San Luis Obispo County, in addition to the facility in Hawaii. And you would find that product at every site. The additional support is financial support to help run our operations. And the real sweet spot that we've arrived at now is leveraging the good work of International Bird Rescue and the Marine Mammal Center alongside the very forward-thinking approach of Dawn with regard to being a responsible contemporary provider of materials that we need in everyday life. So, you know, whether I'm talking about Dawn being on the shelf here in our massive kind of fish kitchen, we're also talking about it being on the counters in households. And the research that they've done to, number one, show that if you look at that product kind of from its origin through its lifespan, right, what does it take? What does it consume? What is the environmental impact of a bottle of dishwashing liquid? What they found is that the biggest impact is the use of water at the sink. And if they can develop a product and have marketing that reinforces best practices that reduces water consumption while folks are scrubbing up at home, that's a huge win. If in addition, they're using their great platform and their many followers to amplify the messages of International Bird Rescue and of us, that's another phenomenal win. And in concert, if we're reaching people and, you know, getting people to be better evangelists of ocean conservation, better practitioners, if you will, when your readers are out on the water and managing the impacts of their own business or recreation, That's fantastic.
Don has helped nonprofit organizations clean more than 150,000 marine birds and mammals in North America. There's no end in sight. Don has donated thousands of bottles of its dish liquid to the International Bird Rescue and the Marine Mammal Center, who both work to preserve wildlife with the help of Don. So whether it's an oiled duck or an injured otter, Don continues to be tough on grease but gentle on our mammal friends.
This has been the Log Newscast.
May you have fair winds and following seas. Until next time, this is Jordan.
And this is Catherine.
Signing off.